Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age as well as Bring Me the News, Zone Coverage, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of the Viking Age, and we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, don't forget to rate, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode, and we send the word to the masses. Now, if you listen to that intro and you're like, Chris, it's Tuesday. Yes, we know, because we had a bit of a scheduling conflict. So we are here, we are live, and we are talking about the Viking. So, I don't know, Adam, it was enough to make your kid throw up place, so...
It was the tush pushes that push him over the edge.
You asked him, you're like, hey, what did you think of his play call? Well, I thought it was a good.
Exactly.
Dad, I don't feel so good. Uh-huh. But yeah, here we are. Vikings 7-7, the Bengals beating the Vikings. Let's just get right into the details because, I mean, there's not really much to say. We're 72 hours removed from the game. So in case you did not see the game or live under a rock the last couple of days, the Vikings carried a 14-point lead into the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, you know the rules. The Vikings game must be decided by one score or less. I don't write the rules. That's just what they are. The Bengals made their way back, of course, with a pair of T. Higgins touchdowns and a rushing touchdown on fourth and goal by Joe Mixon. The game went to overtime. The Vikings got a 3-and-out, drove into Bengals territory, had a 3rd-and-1, QB sneaked, 4th-and-1, they QB sneaked again. Bengals drove for the game-winning field goal, and it was the first time the Vikings have lost a game with a 14-point lead or more going into the fourth quarter since they gave up 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter of a 30-27 loss to the Detroit Lions on Halloween night, 1993. That is scary as hell because it's just the fourth time in franchise history that this has happened. So, Adam, there are a lot of disappointing aspects in this game, especially going back. As you can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm just getting angry thinking about it. Yeah. What was the most disappointing aspect of the loss on Saturday afternoon?
Oh, well, you mentioned that they ran a QB sneak twice in overtime and didn't get it. I wish they ran a QB sneak because that, like a traditional one, that probably would have been better than what they did, which was run or attempt to run a tush push with Brandon Powell, their smallest receiver, as the guy pushing Nick Mullins, who has back problems, behind Garrett Bradbury, who has back problems. It didn't work the first time, so I don't know why they attempted it the second time the very next play. Maybe it's just Kevin O'Connell being stubborn or whatever. But I will say that I feel like that sequence of plays is being kind of just taken out of the whole game, and people's view of everything that happened in the game is focused on that and not everything else that happened in the game. Because if you look back at it, Kevin O'Connell, he called a pretty good game. They had over 400 yards, total yards, pretty balanced running and passing plays. They got in the red zone, I believe, 5 times. You know, there's only so much he can do. And then, you know, players on the field, Nick Mullins, you know, throwing balls while he's falling down to the ground, and things like that. So the good thing is it was a out of conference game, so it shouldn't really affect your standing, tiebreaker, all that stuff in the playoffs. And the other good news is pretty much every team in the NFC lost on Sunday, except for like the Niners and the Seahawks last night. That was a great game. I don't know if you caught the end of that.
Yeah,
that was good. Drew Lock, baby. I'm obviously a little less aggravated, because that's kind of the word I would use to describe Saturday, just aggravated, because they were up by so much and they should have won. They had a guy behind them that ran for over 130 yards and they decided to do two QB sneaks. Tush pushes, I'm sorry, not QB sneaks. But overall, and credit to the Bengals too. They've won three in a row. Zach Taylor's figured out how to use Jake Browning. And their defense has made plays, come up with turnovers. So credit to them too. They're not a terrible team. But it was disappointing. And at the same time, like, the Vikings, they're playing with backups. So, like, I feel like I was looking, trying to think about it today. Our expectations for the Vikings after Kirk Cousins went down should have been like, if they're even in contention for the playoffs, we should be happy with that. But, yeah. You know, but they have been, and still people are like, you know, running with pitchforks to Kevin O'Connell's house to get him out of town. So, yeah, that's another story.
It's like Coach Taylor and Friday Night Lights shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, You watch the show Friday Night Lights, right?
I've seen clips of it.
Not a bad show.
Football.
And I mean, it gets a little weird at some points. Like, one guy kills a guy and he just gets off scot-free.
Yeah, do something like that.
I think it was part like writer's strike. Maybe that was the writer's strike. The guy looked like Kyle Rudolph, so like people always like kind of
Was it? That wasn't Chad Michael Murray, was it? No, he was in a different, like, One Tree Hill.
If you said this is Chad Michael Murray, I'd be like, I don't know who that is, unless that he looked like Landry from Friday Night Lights.
Like I said, Ryan Gosling from Remember the Titans, the last great defender.
Turk from Scrubs is in there too.
That's right. Yep.
Like you like watch all those old movies, and the other one that kind of blows my mind since we're on the subject. You ever seen Angels in the Outfield?
I own it.
Yeah. I can't find. I am jealous because I can't find it anywhere.
Just order it on Amazon.
Hey, is it orderable on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I should everything stop whining.
Is. But was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt in there?
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Danny Glover, Matthew McConaughey's in there.
Yeah.
I think there's
Tony Danza. One. Is Tony Danza in there?
Tony Danza's in there. Yeah. Like there's a lot.
Christopher
of
Lloyd. Names he's the movie. He's the angel.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Matthew McConaughey in there in like a secondary role is like what blows my mind. In that movie, by the way, this is how disappointed we are in the Vikings game, because I'm just going off on this thing. It is like people talk about Disney movies. Like, yeah. I feel the same way about the Mighty Ducks trilogy.
Yeah.
So like Mighty Ducks, it's cool little story, right? Guy gets a DUI. Okay, that's not the cool part. The Gordon Bombay getting a DUI. But I mean, you know, he gets in trouble with the law. They're like, okay, you have to coach these kids as community service. They suck. He coaches them up. Totally natural kind of progression thing, right? Then they go to D2
and
they play in the fucking Olympics. Like they Junior Goodwill Games. That's what it is. But I mean, it's basically the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
And they have like they play against like a whole bunch of future NHL players from Iceland and stuff. Yeah. And like one of the kids on the Olympic team can't stop.
Yeah.
Like what? Like
he was in the Sandlot. That kid.
Yeah. Was he Benny the Jet?
Yeah. They're all mixing and match. You got Goldberg in there. He was in like Heavyweights and stuff too.
Yeah.
Charlie Conway, obviously, he's in like Dawson's Creek and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that last part, but yeah.
Yeah.
but I mean, like Angels in the Outfield, it's just like it's hilarious because it's just like, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's his dad. Or his deadbeat dad, right? And he's like, yeah, oh, when can we get together, dad? And he's like sitting there on his motorcycle. He's like, oh, I don't know, when the Angels win the pennant. And burns out and leaves him in the dust. Like, what? And then...
would ever say that.
Hold up. Then Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets adopted by the manager of the Los Angeles Angels, right? And he's like an older guy. So he winds up in an orphanage. And then he becomes second fiddle to... what's his name? Dark Knight Batman, Christian Bale's Batman. Yeah. Like Bruce Wayne's like, I've had enough of this. And like, he just becomes Robin. So basically Angels in the Outfield is the origin story of Robin from Batman. Mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're all linked together. It's fun to watch those old movies. Cause one, they have like more ridiculous plot lines, like you mentioned, like the reason why Gordon Bombay was coaching the Ducks is because he got a DUI. So like Wes Phillips, that's next. He's going to coach a youth hockey team. You mentioned like the dad being like, oh, I gotta leave because I don't want to take care of you, but if the Angels win the pennant, then yeah, I'll come back and get you. Like, that has anything to do with anything.
I don't know why I went on that tangent, but it was worth it.
Oh yeah,
it's more.
Now I want to watch
Angels. Yeah, it's more valid than this game. Like you had mentioned, there are a lot of things to criticize Kevin O'Connell for during this game. You mentioned this. Why is Brendan Powell doing the tush push? Kevin O'Connell said he wanted to stay in 11 personnel, which makes no sense. But the Vikings, Alec Lewis put this in the Athletic today. And he said the Vikings had like an 87.5% success rate on the tush push. So
yeah, not it when made Brandon sense. Powell
and they converted one in the same personnel and everything, except I think it was not Powell pushing. I think it was Chandler.
Oh,
it was Ty Chandler pushing. Okay. So who does not have a bad back, as you mentioned?
Well, they had so many. I thought maybe he's going to trick him the second time and do like a jet sweep to Powell or a toss to Powell or somebody. Not two times in a row the same play with your smallest guy pushing. Like, you have so many other options. You could have TJ Hawkinson, CJ. You could have brought Danielle Hunter in there. Harrison Phillips. Just like, why?
Harrison Phillips on offense. Just,
I mean, you don't have to, he just has to go in there and push. That's it.
You know, the Vikings once used Randall McDaniel as a fullback.
They used to have Jaron Allen in there.
Yeah.
Back in the day. They used to put him on.
Run it back. Let's just put Darisaw in the backfield and see what happens. Just like, we need a yard. Go ahead, man.
Who's their biggest guy? Would Harrison Phillips be their biggest between him and Bullard? Or is Darisaw the biggest? Yeah, I think Darisaw.
Used to be Michael Darisaw Pierce. That'd be a hell of a.
Tallest. Yeah, right? And what, Tomlinson, he was pretty big too.
I don't know who the heavy, there's not like an obvious, they don't have like a Pat Williams or whatever. Like that would be, if they'd give him the ball, he'd be like, nah, dude, just like fall over. But
Kyrus Tonga, he's the heaviest.
Give him the old Tongan death grip.
Right? 338. Come on.
Yeah.
He just had to fall into Nick Mullins and he could push him over the.
Just get angry. Just like
I said, that was just like, that was at the end of the game. That's where you remember, that's recency bias. That's you remember the most. But like, Nick Mullins did not, like, he recovered in the second half. I like that. And the offense ran much better with him in there than Josh Dobbs. But he still had some bonehead plays. Like, that pick six probably should have been a pick six. Like, Trey Hendrickson was offsides. He was pretty in sync with Garrett Bradbury snapping the ball. So there's still some things to be concerned about going into face the Lions on Sunday. I think there was a lot more to be optimistic about than most people are, at least most people online in the social media sphere are talking about.
Could you just yeet your quarterback like for 3rd and 1? Like, just have Christian Dare. Like, screw the push. Just have Darisaw just pick the ones up and just chuck him. Or is that like a pass?
You can't. I don't know. I know you can't pull somebody, but you can push somebody. Like, this is in the rule book. That I watched something because I watched, there was like a segment in NFL Films because Anthony Barr was someone who actually, like, they caught him on a hot mic actually thinking of the tush push on the sideline where he was like, they should just have, it was like 2018, I think. And he was like, they should have. You know, a big guy just push someone forward, get the first down, and then
Mike Zimmer told him to get back on defense. Yeah.
I think Sirianni did it with the Colts when he had Jacoby Brissett, and then it kind of evolved into what it is with the Eagles now. Which apparently last night, what wasn't it? Was it Jason Kelce? It was called for a false start on a tush push, which he said he's been warned about like every game, and I'm like, well, it's about damn time they called it then, because you know. You and your brother apparently can't, you know, get penalized because you need a warning first. So I was not sad that the Eagles lost. At all.
No, it wasn't. It didn't exactly harden my heart at all.
That would be a team that I like. If the Vikings made the playoffs, that would be a team that I'd be like, okay.
You want to go to Philadelphia?
Last time
they went there for a playoff game, they got their ass kicked on and off the field. Like, got their ass kicked on the field. Got their ass kicked off of it.
That team was way better. That team did not have Matt Patricia as their defensive coordinator. And the way Jalen Hurts is playing, he's hurt. He's not that guy that he was last year. So too many tush pushes apparently for Jalen Hurts, because he's pretty banged up. And so I would want to go against that team. Them over, like, I guess obviously anybody over the Niners. But if the Vikings had to play the Eagles first, I wouldn't be like, oh, they're doomed. They don't have a chance at all. No, I wouldn't think that.
Sounds like a social clip to me. I don't know, but yeah, just
fire it up.
Let's get the Eagle. They'll be ready to
cry.
Go.
Eagles cry.
Nobody talks about my city that way. Your ass is grass.
Right. Everybody does.
Speaking of social moments, I'll do one myself before I get into Kevin O'Connell. I would like to apologize to Kai Chandler because he just crapped all over my grave on Saturday. 132 yards and a touchdown. I think a lot of people looked at Ty Chandler and were just like, something's up. I don't think it was a lot. I think most people would be like, dude, give him the ball. Madison sucks. But like me sitting there going like, hey, something has to be wrong here, because you can't just like trot out Alexander Madison and be like, Ty Chandler's not ready. He looked more than ready. Like, not like, you know, just barely getting over the hump kind of ready. Like that dude was ready to like take the load a couple months ago. So, I mean, if we're talking about things to criticize Kevin O'Connell about, I think Ty Chandler being out there and not getting a full load until, you know, Alexander Madison is shelved with an injury. I think that's pretty bizarre. What's that?
That was the whole excuse. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, he can't pass Buck. That's why he can't play. Okay. Well, Madison can, I guess, but it doesn't matter because he can't run the ball either. So,
right.
Rather have him probably do the thing that he's mostly on the field for, which is running the football. That was the excuse. And then I think I saw PFF graded him as like the second best pass blocker on Saturday. So I'm like, oh, I guess he can pass block. But what, it took Ty Chandler one start to gain 100 yards, and Madison couldn't do it in like 10 or 11. So that's good.
I don't know. I made me look like an idiot. That's for damn sure. And I mean, you trust Kevin O'Connell because the guy's an offensive guy. So it's like,
yeah, right.
You know, so all those things considered, I mean, Nick Mullins is starting against the Lions. They have confirmed that already. Nick Mullins, who, like, as you mentioned, he was throwing another ball. Like, do they just teach that to their backup quarterbacks? Just like, hey, when you're going down, do not take a sack. You know, it's better throwing it up like a 500 ball and just hoping what are you trying to accomplish that? Because like, even if it hits the ground, it's intentional grounding probably.
Isn't it like a schoolyard game where you like try and throw it as high as you can?
Yeah. You would get the football and you would just scream 500 mystery box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like, if somebody you like caught it, you give them like a billion points. If somebody you didn't like caught it, you just be like, you have to leave now, or you get no points, or make it negative 2 billion.
I remember that in wall ball back in the day.
Wall ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't think
that was where you got a tennis ball. You throw it against the ball. Against the wall, and everyone tries to run and touch the wall before the person catches it. And if you don't touch it, then the person gets to beam you with the ball. So yeah,
sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was a kid's game from the 90s. So yeah, of course,
that is.
We didn't have phones and tablets.
No, we went outside and like King of the Hill. Like, okay, yeah. You're from New York, so like, yeah, well, like King of the Hill was always, that was like in the winter. And like the snow plows would come and like get all the snow.
Yeah.
And then you'd like just basically take all your friends to Suplex City. And then they didn't like us playing that. So like they had, I got detent. Well, I had to stay inside for lunch several times.
Liability.
Yeah. You know, one kid breaks his neck and ruins it for the rest of us.
Enemy comes Kurt Angle.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the bigger issue here. And I mean, this probably shouldn't even get like talked about, but like there is like this groundswell that's getting louder with like each little loss here. There are some idiots who want Kevin O'Connell fired, and they want Brian Flores to take over as head coach. All right, you mentioned the offensive stats, over 400 total yards. They had five trips to the red zone. Nick Mullins turned the ball over on one. And, you know, the QB sneaks, I already mentioned those stats here.
Yep.
This requires a macro view of the 2023 Minnesota Vikings. Like, just take a step back. Yep. They lost four of their first five games. Yep. They lost Justin Jefferson to 2 months due to an injury. They lost Kirk Cousins to a torn Achilles. They have started four quarterbacks. They were down their starting running back, offensive tackle, starting edge rusher. Pour some out for Marcus Davenport, by the way. And yet they're still in the playoff race. So you can look at Kevin O'Connell and can be like, well, I wouldn't have called that play or whatever. But also, you have to look at the culture and like what he's doing and what he's building here. Like, look at Brian Flores. He's done a great job with the defense. He's gotten a lot out of players that, you know, Ed Donatell couldn't and even Mike Zimmer couldn't. Yep. But Google Tua Tagovailoa and Brian Flores and tell me what you come up with. Because you have to think, is this the guy you want with Kirk Cousins? Like, didn't we just already do this with the whole Mike Zimmer thing where it was just like, grr, offense bad. I hate quarterbacks. Arr. Like, you don't want that. And maybe Brian Flores learned from that. But I mean, you're either going to have Kirk Cousins, who is the ultimate creature of comfort, or you're going to have a guy that you draft and you're going to have him work with Brian Flores. I don't think that's the answer because there's a lot of value to what Kevin O'Connell's doing. And he's not going anywhere, but I mean, it's getting louder. And like with each loss, it's like, dude, do you realize this is a replacement level team right now?
Yeah.
Like that is insane to me.
This is like complaining that Denny Green should have been fired, you know, like when they lost in the playoffs with Jeff George as their quarterback in 99. They're like, oh, you lost to the greatest show on turf. You're terrible.
Took Dante Culpepper over Javon Curse. Yeah.
Was that the same draft?
That was the same draft.
Okay. And Kleinsasser, right? Was Kleinsasser a first round pick or second round?
He was not. Let me look. I don't.
I know they introduced him at the same time. So he might have been an early second round.
Excuse me.
Or they might have. I don't know. Was he a first rounder? Let's see.
He was a second round pick in the 1999 NFL draft. So you're right. 44th overall pick.
That's pretty high for
fullback, I did not H-back. Know that.
Where do you go to school?
Out of North Dakota.
Oh, like
they weren't even they were D2 at that.
That was like a hidden trick the Vikings had in their back pocket. They're like, no one's gonna get this guy. We'll get. But that was back colossal. Also when they had like I think they had three or four on day one of the draft. So like after the first day, you can introduce players from multiple rounds. Where this year it's like kind of like five different days to introduce all your players.
Picks one through 15 on day one. Yeah.
It's gonna get that way. It's going to be that way. But yeah, like they got backups in, man. Like, and you mentioned that some of the bigger stars they've also played. They've had games without Garrett Bradbury. They've had games without Christian Darrisaw. Now they got to go without Brian O'Neill. You know, say what you will about Ed Ingram. He's been playing better. They had to play without him. Jordan Hicks has been out. Caleb Evans has been out. Not that I think he played that great when he came back. Craig Joseph has been terrible. Their punter's been terrible. So, like, of all the things that have been put in front of them in terms of obstacles, the fact that the Vikings are even 7-7 right now, it should be a testament to the coaching job that Kevin O'Connell has done. Because this team still believes. They're not down and out. You know, they could have given up when they were 1-5, 1-4. They could have been like, this team sucks. Like, great. Thanks for the speech, coach. Why don't you go tell that to somebody else? Cause like our team sucks. We're not doing anything. But he was able to keep that locker room together, you know, help them believe. He was able to get two wins with Josh Dobbs in there. They were able to get a win when Dobbs was playing terrible and they had to put Mullins in. They got a 3-0 win. Like they're not going to win. Like he's not going to win pretty games with the players that he has on the field this season. Like it's just not going to happen. The defense to me was probably the most disappointing thing from that Bengals game. You cannot give up 21 points in the fourth quarter. I don't care. Like whatever you were doing before then, I don't know why they stopped doing that because it felt like they were getting in Browning's face all the time and messing things up. It did seem like he was getting rid of the ball quicker, but at the same time, he's not going to be able to do that every time if you keep blitzing it. They're going to have to call something else. So I would put more of the blame on Brian Flores for the loss on Saturday than I would Kevin O'Connell. I know some people are probably like, what? Brian Flores is the best, but they gave up 21 points and people like to give Flores the benefit of the doubt, like, oh, he can only call the plays and the players have to go and execute. Yeah. But he also called those plays that probably could have been better. But yeah, like Kevin O'Connell's not going anywhere. It is interesting that he's only going to have 2 years on his deal left. So that'll be interesting. I don't think Brian Flores I think he's going to be gone. Like, I think, like,
head coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not like fired.
But. No, no. There's rumors of the Steelers possibly moving on from Mike Tomlin finally. There's reports that Belichick's already gone. Brian Flores would be like the perfect candidate to replace Bill Belichick in New England. He was with New England from 2008 to 2018. He knows how that place works. He's got head coaching experience. He knows how to transform a defense. Like, he's like the perfect candidate to replace Belichick if he leaves. So I think he's gone. But yeah, like, there's only so much you can do with the guys that they have. Like, Nick Mullins, I heard this on a bunch of Vikings other podcasts. Like, he's a backup for a reason. Like, because he makes plays. Like, he'll have, like, if you look at his overall stats, you're like, oh, he did pretty good. He is backup. He threw two picks. But, like, if you watch those two picks, those were terrible. And they were both in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just get the points.
Judd Zolgad called him a kamikaze quarterback. And I think that's exactly right. Where he's just like, and like, dude, you know, just think about what you're doing here. Like, can we?
If they got one field goal on either of those drives that he threw a pick on, they would have won. That's mm-hmm. all they needed. And they would have won. And then, yeah. And then the defense in overtime, too. They gave up that, 40-yard play to Tyler Boyd. So, like, and hats off to Jake Browning. Okay. I've seen some people be like, oh, he's terrible. He's worse than all the quarterbacks on the Vikings roster. Really? Because he's been destroying teams out there. He hasn't been playing scrubs. They played the Jaguars. The Vikings defense, which is like, was a top five unit going in that game. And some other team I can't even think of. But Browning's been playing really well. And for people to be like, oh, he's terrible because he hates the Vikings or whatever.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, that whole thing was kind of, he got swept up in Kirk's bloodline, basically. Where he had Sean Mannion in the back.
He did. You're right.
Yeah. Sean Mannion and Kellen Mond was kind of doing the, getting way too in the music.
Was Browning R-Truth? Was he the R-Truth of
he might
Cousins Judgment Day?
I don't know. I don't really want to compare, although it's basically the
same purple.
Thing. Like Judgment Day and Bloodline are basically,
I feel like it's better because it's purple.
Right now. It may be, yeah. I don't know. I'm partial to red and black. My high school is red and black. My college is red and black.
I do. I like.
They look good on the Jays. You know.
Yeah. I feel like it's more versatile than.
Yes. Yeah. Purple. You got like even like my black Vikings hat. I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's got that little stripe of purple on it, but not that purple's a bad color. I'm just saying it's not very versatile. Well, to your point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the Browning thing was that was funny to me. He's getting up there and it sounds like he did get a pretty raw deal when he was cut that they didn't even call him.
No,
hey, go back and chill at the hotel. And he just sat there and just got ghosted by the Vikings. Just like, I guess I'm cut.
Like he saw a janitor and he's like, oh yeah, you got cut.
You're saying, did he do the Jamal Adams thing where he just tried to show up for practice and it's like, oh, the door won't open. What's going on here?
To be fair, he was not good when he was with the Vikings.
Yeah.
But was that more of his fault or was that more of the coaching staff that they had, which was what was at the time it was
when he got cut? It would have been 2020.
Old, did he have old Kubiak and young Kubiak?
I think he had old Kubiak.
Old Kubiak. He got cut in 2021.
So 2021. So that would have been young Kubiak.
Yeah. So he had
with a K.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But he was on the practice squad the year before, so he had old Kubiak as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, Clint Kubiak. Like he's not developing Jake Browning.
Where is that dude now?
He's like,
is he still with the Broncos with Sean Payton?
He might be their quarterback's coach, I think.
I didn't know if he got like wiped out when Nathaniel Hackett got cleared out, but
no, I think
there's that. Yeah, I mean, whatever floats your boat, man. If they're going to go and Jake Browning's going to sit there and complain about getting cut by the Vikings a couple years ago, that's kind of his thing.
Oh, he's with the Niners.
He's with the Niners
he's
now.
He's the passing game coordinator.
Chilling with offense.
He's the genius behind Brock Purdy.
Yes, yes. Not the 10 other all-pro guys that they have on the offense.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be, they're going to be like, oh, who's this Clint Kubiak guy? He's
Gary Kubiak's son. Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's the next. He's under Kyle Shanahan, so he's gonna be the next good head coach.
It's Mike Zimmer sitting there at his ranch, like with a dip and a big glass of bourbon.
Leo meme.
Like, are you kidding me right now?
He's the DiCaprio meme with the whiskey in his hand. He's like,
yes, hey, I know him. Like he wouldn't run the ball when I told him to.
What do you think Mike Zimmer thinks about the Vikings defense? Is he like, it's about damn time?
It would be really interesting to get Zimmer. He won't talk. Like, he's not going.
No.
Why? You know? I mean, it is kind of funny. He never said anything about his dismissal or anything.
He should write a book.
I think he talked about writing a book, right?
He could write a whole chapter on Teddy's injury.
As I skim right to the part where he talks about Norv Turner.
The rumor. Did you hear that? Have you ever heard that rumor that they got into a fight and that's why he needed surgery on his eye?
Yeah, that it wasn't the play card. It was Norv Turner punching him in the face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is, I don't know. Those little things would be pretty interesting to read about.
For sure.
Let's move on and let's talk about the playoff picture right now. And the NFC playoff picture looks like this after last night's upset by the Seahawks over the Eagles. Seahawks not in the playoff picture right now, but the Vikings are. That's the important thing. Number one seed, the San Francisco 49ers. They are 11-3. The Dallas Cowboys move up to 2. Who gonna stop them?
After they got destroyed.
James Cook and any formidable running game is going to stop them. Yeah. They are 10-4. The Lions are 10-4. Tampa Bay is 7-7 as the NFC South leader. They are fourth. The wild card teams, the Eagles, who are at 10-4, the Vikings, who are at 7-7, and the Rams, who are at 7-7 as well. Yeah, we're about to get to them in the hunt, as the Wolves love to call it. Seattle and New Orleans are tied with a 7-7 record. And Atlanta and Green Bay are both at 6-8. Quickly. Did this loss change your opinion of the Vikings as a playoff team?
No. Like, no.
Are they a playoff team in your mind?
I think they're a playoff team maybe more because of the other teams that are in contention rather than them being like, oh, they're more talented than the other. Well, I guess that would make sense. That they're like, their talent is good enough to get them to the playoffs, where I think it's more of a combination of them doing enough and then the other teams just not being good enough, where they're just consistently just falling on their faces, like the Packers or the Saints or the Falcons. Didn't the Falcons just lose to the Panthers?
They did.
Oh my God.
Desmond Ritter threw another pick
in front of like two people.
And they didn't give Bijan the ball. Go figure.
Why would
But there are outcomes and situations and numbers.
And Arthur Smith's going to return. So
yeah.
That'll be good. They'll get a young quarterback in there and ruin him.
Yeah. You know what? I'm on the fence as far as this team making the playoffs. But if they make it, it is worth it. 15 of the last 20 Super Bowl winners were in the playoffs the year before. I believe it's 9 out of the last 11 or something like that. Oh. A lot of the guys on this team either didn't play in the playoff game last year or they weren't even on the team a year ago. And I think getting a taste of the playoffs is massive. You look at the Eagles. I know they lost last night, but they made the playoffs in 2021. Everybody's like, oh, you idiots. Why don't you tank? Like, why you're just going to get blasted by Tampa Bay. They're 24-7 in the regular season since then. And they made the Super Bowl last year. The Dolphins, they got in without Tua last year. What are you doing? Get another piece. Mike McDaniel's like, nah, man. you know, I'm just going to do it. Rips vape. 10-4. They're headed towards the playoffs this year with to an MVP candidate. Like, I have kind of been sitting here going like, is it worth it? And if they don't make the playoffs, then we can have that conversation. Like, hey, was it worth it? But I also sit here and I go, if they make the playoffs, you know, even if they go to Dallas and just get obliterated, or San Francisco or Philadelphia or even Detroit, which we'll talk about in just a second here. I think that taste of the playoffs is huge. It also sends a message to Justin Jefferson, who you still need to sign, that you're not just, you know, the culture, right? Yep. So, I mean, and it ties back to Kevin O'Connell and the job that he's doing with a replacement level football team. No offense to anybody playing, but it is a replacement level football team right now.
Yeah, it totally is. I go back to, I want to say it was 97, the Vikings, and they had Randall Cunningham. He was their quarterback, but he was filling in for Brad Johnson, who got hurt, I think, like a game or two before the playoffs. And they went into New York and won on the road in the playoffs. And then they lost the next round to San Francisco. But then what happened in the following? Oh, yeah, the 98 Vikings. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I totally agree with the and then same thing with, like, 2008. The Vikings getting the playoffs, losing the first round, whatever. 2009, I know they got Brett Favre. Makes a big difference. But their defense was also really good. And Adrian Peterson was also really good. 2009, they go to the championship. So, like, that, yeah, that totally. Getting that experience in the playoffs, it's a whole different world. Like, that first year, you might be get caught up in the moment, maybe. Might be too big for you. But that second time you get in there, you're like, okay, this is just another game. So, like, I'm not going to get caught up or anything. And you'll be able to be ready and take advantage of maybe another team that's there for the first time. So, like the Lions. So, like, if the Vikings get in the playoffs and they play the Lions, the Vikings are going to have that experience advantage that the Lions don't, because the Lions haven't been in the playoffs since 2016, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally agree with that philosophy.
The idea that you can just pop up out of nowhere, I mean, it happened. 2009 Saints come to mind, but
Rams too.
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's not common, right?
Right.
It's just usually these teams are building something, and then you kind of.
I think the Saints were in the playoffs the year before. I think they were in 2008. I think they were.
They were 8-8.
Okay.
I did the research for an article, so I know.
Okay.
They were 8-8 the year before, and that's why Sean Payton was there, and that's why that happened in the first year. We won't talk about what happened in that game. No. So all this talk about the playoffs, there's only one question left: will the Vikings make the playoffs? And that is what we're about to find out. There is a ESPN playoff machine to tell us who will get in the playoffs in any scenario, because the next 3 weeks, they're going to be insane. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Fun. And how tortured are you? Like,
yeah.
Are you just like sedated at this point? Just like, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Is it really fun when the Vikings lost to the Cardinals in what was it? 04? No, 03.
They got a good call out of it. Paul Allen made a lot of money off that call.
He did that in the Favre NFC Championship.
I think that was only like Paul Allen's like first or
he got yelled at. I watched some feature on him. He said he got yelled at for doing that because they're like, "What are you doing? Like, why are you yelling on the microphone?" He's like, "Sorry."
And then everybody's like, "Dude, that was awesome! Like, do it again." And now I'm like, he does it all the time. What we're going to try and do here, and this is, if you're listening on audio, just have patience with us because we're going to try and figure this out. We're going to try and share the screen. So that is half screen. Let's see. So if I do share screen, we literally found out we could just do this like right before the show. So let's see what we got going on here. Okay.
Look at that.
Is it up there?
You got to open it, I think.
The little
blue tab. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yeah.
It is a little bit. Let me just bump this up here. Maybe if I do that, it'll.
I wonder if you go. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. The whole thing is up there now. So this right here is the entire AFC, NFC playoff picture before we touch anything. So what Adam and I did is we went through the first 3 weeks of the NFL season, beginning with the last 3 weeks of the NFL season, starting with week 16, 17, and 18. And without touching anything and just putting in all the other games, this is what the playoffs would like. So the Vikings would not be in. We would go through all the games, but I mean, we'd have like way too many discussions and like all that stuff, and nobody wants to hear that. So I will just tell you the result of some of the games that we picked. If Adam and I disagreed on a game, we had Siri flip a coin. Apple, if you would like to sponsor us, feel free to reach out. Feel like you have the money to do that, but we'll go from there. No, your Surface. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So you ready to do this and just see what happens here or what?
I'm ready.
All right. So week 16, that is next Sunday, or I guess they play games Saturday, right? Are there three games Saturday? Or is it just the one on Peacock?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Something like
that. Look.
Anyway, so the key games that are in the NFC playoff race, we had New Orleans and the Rams. We both picked LA. Seattle at Tennessee. I picked Seattle. You picked Tennessee. We flipped a coin. The coin landed tails, so Tennessee wins. Green Bay, Carolina. I said Green Bay would win that game. You said Carolina. The coin landed heads, so Green Bay wins. And then that leaves us with the Vikings and Detroit. So way too early. We're recording this on Tuesday, obviously. Will the Vikings beat the Lions, led by Nick Mullins and Kevin O'Connell, on Sunday afternoon?
In the whiteout.
The whiteout.
Yes.
They should make fake snow for that.
They do. Like they did it, they did that last year, I thought. I thought they put it like in the rafters, like sprinkling down or whatever.
I'm saying they should bring in like one of those like ski resort snow machines.
Why do you need fake snow in Minnesota? Don't you guys have it?
Because we have we don't have any snow on the ground right now. Wow. It's been like 40. And like I can't say we because I live out in South Dakota.
But same thing. Same weather.
Yeah. And South Dakota is way worse because you got the wind and like a little bit of snow. If you have enough, like all the roads shut down.
You get the ice.
Yeah, the ice. Yes.
Yes, I think they will win on Sunday. We'll see if Noon Mullins gets the same vibes as Noon Kirk Cousins.
That's a pretty big billing to live up to the Noon Nightmare, it is. Personally.
And the Lions haven't won since 2017. So that's how I'm just going to write on that.
Correct. I think the Lions win. And here's why. Dan Campbell could very well be 4-0 against the Vikings heading into this game.
I know you always.
I always bring that up, but it's true. He should have won in Minnesota last year and 2 years ago. You know, it's that Lions take a late lead because Mike Zimmer ran it three times. Greg Joseph kicked that long field goal, and Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins wanted to fight each other. It was
Madison fumble that game?
Yes, that was a Madison fumble.
Wow, weird how he fumbled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing too. The Lions are way better indoors than they are outdoors. Yeah. The Lions averaged 36 points per game indoors this season. They have a 6-2 record. Outdoors, they have 23.5 points. They're still 4-2, but it's a big difference. And last time I checked, even if they do paint the end zones white and have everybody else dress up in white, it's still going to be an indoor.
So you're
game.
Saying open the doors. That's what you're saying.
Open the doors to confuse. So when I was calculating this, it's funny you bring that up. I wasn't sure what to label the LA stadium.
So fine.
Is that indoor or outdoor?
It's indoor. It has a roof.
Okay. But it's like open on the sides.
Yeah. Because remember, it was the college playoff game. I think it was TCU where it was raining. But so it was coming in through the sides.
Yes. It's like the Mariners ballpark in Seattle. Like it has a roof, but it's a canopy. So like rain can come in through the side.
No, the Raiders is a full indoor
stadium. That's a full. Yeah. Like that's a full thing. I don't even think that's a retractable roof.
No. Why would you do that? That's too much money.
And there's too much heat. Too much heat in Las Vegas.
That's where the Super Bowl is going to be, though.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time for a lot of people down there. Here's the other thing, too. We talked about Brian Flores' defense. They're allowing 10.5 points in the fourth quarter in overtime this season. Shout out to Declan Goff of Score North for that stat. But that's not great. So because Adam and I are torn, let's flip the coin here. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Vikings are home?
It is heads. Yes. Sorry. So heads, should I flip it again?
No.
After?
No.
Okay. Because the way I did it was away team, home team. So yeah. Heads would be Detroit.
Win. Well, why wouldn't heads be H for home?
Head, because first team, you read it left to right.
All right.
So
Lions away, won.
Yeah. So away team at. Yes, that's how I did it. I'm all just right. trying to stay that's consistent fine. With
I,
what I did.
I
so if we put the Lions in here, hopefully it's showing up on the thing here.
Yeah.
Lions win gives the Lions another win. The Vikings in this scenario would be, where am I here? They would be, I'm sure this is really nice to listen to on the audio version. They would be 7-8 after losing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So things wouldn't be looking good. Week 17, we both picked Dallas to beat Detroit. Games in yep. Dallas. Dallas is really good at home.
Lions win the North too if they win.
Correct. Yep. So Lions will clinch.
First NFC North title ever, because they've never won it since they did the switch from the Central to the North.
When they last won the division, the Bucks were in the division.
Yep.
Pretty
93,
crazy.
I think.
You kids are like, what?
What's the Central?
What's a creamsicle jersey? What is going on here? But
the Seahawks were in the AFC.
That's wild to think about, actually, yeah. as an older person. The Rams and the Giants. I picked LA. You picked the Giants. Coin landed tails, so the Giants won. Pittsburgh at Seattle. We both picked Seattle. And then we have the Packers and the Vikings.
Sunday night.
Yeah. New Year's Eve, everybody going to be liquored up, ready to go. Call the Uber for Wes Phillips. What do you think? Packers, Vikings.
You got to beat the Packers at home, especially this Packers team. You cannot get beat by Jordan Love and terrible Joe Barry defense. You got to win this game. If you're going to not make the playoffs, at least beat the Packers at home. To finish up.
If you haven't seen it yet, you should go.
Aaron Nagler.
Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV. When you sent it to me, how I saw it. But
I posted it online.
Yeah.
And I heard the censored version on Purple Daily too. Best part, they didn't even play Purple Daily, didn't even play the best part. The best part is after he's all done with that, and then the other guy goes, 1st and 10. I'm like, oh, okay. He's dying.
Yeah, here we go. And then he's like, oh, good, just do it again. He's like, But I remember Brian Flores' defense just tormenting Jordan Love, and there were a lot of drops by the receivers. Yeah. Christian Watson, probably going to be injured for this game.
Yeah, why would you play in week 17 if you're hurt?
Especially if the Packers, you said, I mean, they didn't lose in this simulation, but you pick Carolina. If they fall to Carolina, it's over. Good. Like they're toast. At home, I always pick the split. Vikings won the earlier one, but I'm always going to pick the home team in this rivalry. I'm going to take the Vikings here. So the Vikings will keep their playoff hopes alive. If we go to week 17 on the playoff machine, punch in the Vikings. They're still not in the playoffs at the end of the season. As we wait on the results for our final game, Detroit and Seattle. Week 18, big games. This might not even matter by the end of the thing, because if they lose to that Vikings Green Bay game, it is important, because I think if Green Bay wins, they're probably going to get in and they're going to play, six or seven seed. If Minnesota wins, they'll get in. So that is a game I think they absolutely have to have if they want the sixth seed and to get in, period. But Chicago at Green Bay, I picked Green Bay. You picked Chicago. I actually like your pick of Chicago here, to be honest, once I thought about it, because if Green Bay loses, if they're out of the hunt, they're not.
The Bears are playing well. They should have won Sunday against the Browns if Mooney catches a Hail Mary.
Well, Siri agreed with you because the coin landed heads. Therefore, Chicago won. The Rams at the 49ers. Both of us picked the 49ers, so no debate there. Seattle at Arizona. I picked Seattle. You picked Arizona. The coin, once again, landed heads. So Seattle won, which leaves us to the Vikings and Lions. And had I run this projection as we were doing it, I would have looked up New Orleans' game. But New Orleans right now, currently the seventh seed. I assume the Vikings got to have this because I haven't ran this before. Are the Vikings winning in Detroit in week 18?
Well, what's the Eagles? Eagles are 13. So the Lions would be locked into the third seed?
Correct. Yes.
So they wouldn't need to play anybody.
Right.
So the Vikings
win. I like that idea.
Do I think that Dan Campbell is dumb enough to play his players because he wants to send a message to the division rival? Yeah, I do, but
100%. He did it last year.
But they didn't have anything to lose because they weren't making the playoffs. They have something to lose this year. Like, I feel like someone would get in his ear and be like, dude, we got to look at the bigger picture instead of beating a rival. So I think they would, who would they play? Would Teddy play in that game? Now, would Teddy's last game,
Teddy revenge game,
be against the Vikings? So he's going
to
retire.
Yeah. What's that movie, Road to Prohibition, where he's like, you know, it's Tom Hanks is about to kill the old guy, and everybody's going down, and like finally they're face to face. He goes, "I'm glad it was you," and then he just pumps them full of lead. Like that. That is something.
That would be. Oh man. It would Teddy's final game be knocking out the team, the draft.
Then Vikings fans would hate him.
What a story.
They screwed us out of the playoffs in a year we probably weren't even going to win.
I still think the Vikings win.
You know, thinking about it that way, should we just leave it to the coin? Because you said, I could see Dan Campbell being like, let's knock them out.
At least the first half. He's like, just get some reps. Get some reps in.
Get some reps in as Jared Goff's knee explodes. Just like, oh, well, you know.
Teddy's like, oh, I've seen that before.
Let's leave it to Siri.
All right.
Hey, Siri.
So wait, heads is Vikings?
Yes, heads would be the Vikings in this scenario because they are the away team.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It's heads this time.
Yes.
Which means the Vikings win. Which means... which means...
Do it.
The Vikings are in the playoffs.
And then they play the Lions.
They play the Lions. So in this scenario, though, now that we know... Dan Campbell will be looking to knock them out because he would not want to play Minnesota twice. So there is that.
What time's the game?
The game's at noon. Well, it's not official. It could be a Sunday night game. It
could be.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This NFC playoff picture is a mess. So we got San Francisco as the one.
Green Bay being fourth just it looks beautiful.
It does.
That might look better than the Vikings being in the playoffs.
Yeah. It's pretty bonkers. I do like Houston winning the South here on the AFC. It doesn't matter to
us.
That's
another, every team in that division is in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. So, let's also see. So, let's do a little bit of toying around here. Let's say the Vikings win that matchup. So let's say they win out. They don't get the division. They're just in the same spot. Okay. Let's say the Packers beat the Vikings. The Packers still aren't in.
Yeah, neither are the Vikings.
Correct.
So if the Vikings lose two games, they're probably out.
Yes. So basically, if the Vikings win,
Seahawks or Saints, they had to lose again too. Correct. Which they could, because I think the Saints are playing the Bucks, so the Bucks are going to want to win that.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Whoa. Hey.
Hey. Triple screen.
We're trying. Oh, I'm right. Okay. So now, how do we not get our face so close? Boom. There we go. All right. You probably did that. Huh?
I did that.
Hey, everybody's like, the audio audience has to be so confused. Like, this is terrible. This is awful.
Hey, more reason to watch on YouTube and subscribe.
Exactly. We're up to 800 subscribers.
Look at that.
And this is actually, like I said, episode 300. We were talking about it.
I've been here since day one.
Down since day one-ish.
I'm one of the ones. Yep.
Yeah, the Jay Uso of the Multiple Vikings podcast.
Multiple co-hosts, some good, some bad. Obviously, you're in the good.
Oh, I was about to say.
And I had an instance where it was just me interviewing people every week. But I'm happy with the evolution of this podcast to where it's gotten now. And I'm excited for the future of it, too.
Well, how about the evolution of the Viking Age website, which is still going on pretty strong? What's going on over there?
Well, we're talking about playoff scenarios. I just wrote something about Brian Flores. That's why I was talking about the Steelers and Patriots, about some teams that could kind of maybe bring him in for an interview this offseason. I mentioned the Panthers, but I also said Brian Flores should stay far, far away from the Panthers. He'll probably, you know, listen to what they have to hear, but...
Who are they going to hire? Like
some schmuck who just wants to be a head coach. Like not someone. Not someone who's been a head coach before, like Brian Flores, who's like, no. I already dealt with a middling owner. I'm not going to go to the worst of the worst when it comes to middling owners. But I could see someone like a first year kind of guy who's like, yeah, whatever. Let's just do it. Let's see what I can too. Jim Harbaugh, maybe, if they throw enough money at him. But I don't know. We got that. I think someone's working on a mock draft because it's almost getting there. We're getting up to combine. Will be in, is that February now or is it early March? It's like last week, February, early March.
Yeah,
might blend in there together. And then, you know, obviously predictions and a bunch of fun stuff. Kirk Cousins was just on, I think he was on the Adam Schefter podcast, wrote something about that, saying how he would love to return to Minnesota, obviously. And I think he's going to be back. That's my thing. Cause he's already talking about, like, you know, hoping to be back by able to do some stuff by OTAs and training camp and stuff. So I'm just like, he's coming back. He's coming. But that's it. Yeah. Go check out the Viking Age on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it is. Subscribe to this podcast, YouTube, like videos, all that fun stuff.
And you kind of mentioned, how about the following you? Same thing. Adam Patrick.
NFL. Yeah, you can do that if you want. I'm at Adam Patrick NFL on Twitter, X, Threads. I'm a fan of Threads these days. I think I've said it last few shows. Threads is fun. It's a little less toxic than, you know, you're always going to have some people that enjoy just being trolls, but Threads is pretty good right now. But yeah, follow me on there if you want. I don't really care if you do. I don't care if you don't.
Do you when it comes to
that's right.
Social media. Follow who you want. Take a look at who you want. It's all good. You could follow me at The Real Chris Schott. I'm doing a lot more stuff. If you checked out our Facebook page, we had a video with some of the stuff. That wasn't even anything from the show. It was just me talking and being like, Nick Mullins turned the ball over a lot. Yeah. Click, 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 click. I mean, a lot of people saw it. But you could follow me at The Real Chris Schott, basically everywhere. Think of a social media thing. Don't have Blue Sky, though, or Sky Blue, whatever it's
called. It is Blue Sky. You're right. Yeah. Blue Sky. It's not the wrestler.
Yeah. Hey, why would I ever get anything confused with the wrestler?
No idea.
If it were Sky Blue, it'd probably not be NSFW.
Return but, heel.
Yes. Well, anyway, we do this. I'm all flustered now. That's all the time we have for the Viking Age today. We do this every Monday with a lightweight episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, don't forget to rate, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can send the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Schott. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
Happy holidays.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.